Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today I'm going to be talking about fiber and specifically how that relates to butyrate. So we've all heard that fiber is good for us and butyrate is one of the primary reasons why. Butyrate is a short-chain fatty acid produced from dietary fibers by bacterial fermentation in your colon. It's the preferred food source for the colon, so of course it's necessary to keep the colon healthy. Here's why you care about all that. So, not surprisingly, butyrate is associated with protection against colon cancer, both because it helps to keep the colon epithelial cells healthy and also because butyrate helps to trigger programmed cell death or apoptosis of cancer cells if they do arise. Those who struggle with constipation have long been aware that fiber helps. One reason is because the butyrate produced from fiber helps to encourage fluid transport and intestinal motility. Since gut-associated lymphoid tissue, or GALT, is present throughout the intestines, a healthy colon should at least in part translate to a healthier immune system. Indeed, butyrate has been associated with decreased inflammation as well as immune modulation. The association between gut health and brain health is now so well established as well that it has its own term, the gut-brain axis. And sure enough, butyrate has been shown to impact this axis as well. Butyrate's anti-inflammatory effects don't end in the colon but have systemic benefits, also decreasing inflammation in the brain. It has even been shown to promote regeneration after neural damage. With respect to blood sugar stability has also been connected to a healthy microbiome. Specifically, the loss of Acromantia muciniphila, one of the butyrate-producing good flora, is directly correlated with insulin resistance. The flip side is also true. Increased butyrate levels decrease high cholesterol levels and insulin resistance, which are both associated with metabolic syndrome and obesity. Also, your gut flora produces butyrate from fiber, which is found in veggies, fruit, and whole grains primarily. Fiber, also called prebiotics, passes through you undigested and serves as food for the good bacteria in your gut. This is a good reason not to go too heavy or too long-term on a low-carb, high-fat, or protein diet like the carnivore diet especially, or even the keto diet, though it's possible to do a higher fiber version of keto, and the keto diet does also have its benefits. Good low-carb diets, even for a relatively short period of time, have been shown to decrease butyrate levels. Foods high in prebiotics that translate to high butyrate production include kiwis, resistant starches like cooked and cooled potatoes, meaning like you cook it and when they're hot, then you cool them down, and when you eat them when they're cooled, that turns them more into resistant starch, maize or corn, legumes and whole grains, avocados and apples. So bottom line, low-carb, high-fat, or protein diets are still quite popular, and they do have health benefits for many, but make sure you don't entirely neglect the healthy prebiotic fibrous foods. Good carbohydrates are still important for overall health. So I will link in the show notes to the blog review this comes from. As usual, thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.